extends life.
Welcome back.
The spice expands consciousness.
To X Squared Radio.
The spice is vital to space travel.
Where the past meets the future. We're here in Eastern Washington State bringing you the second show of 2008. X Squared Radio. Clear and crisp and cold out tonight. Our guest tonight is John Riley. He is the owner of Zero Point Research, and his website, I believe, is zeropointresearch.com. His technology is called the Life Stream Generator. We're going to talk about that this hour. We're coming to you via the BBS Radio Network, and if you are just listening to us out there and you want more content like this, of course, you can go to x2-radio.com and listen to the archives or hopefully subscribe to some of our very excellent content we've collected, or you can go to bbsradio.com. And we're also coming to you via the Steel Eye Radio Network or Steel Eye Media, and that is steeleyemedia.com, and that is through our friend Kevin Smith. And we appreciate his network and what it has added to our audience. Anybody out there have any update on the Super Bowl? We would appreciate hearing about it. We've been talking for the last, we've been talking for 2 hours. Seems like 15 minutes. But you can reach us toll-free anywhere in U.S. and Canada, 888-228-4494. Anywhere in Canada, 877-489-6350. Anywhere on planet or off planet, if you can reach a cell phone tower, you can get to us at 530-776-5154 or 530-776-5185 or 9916. And if you're online with your long distance, you can reach us with Skype at BBS Radio or at PalTalk by using BBSRadio_com. My guest is John Riley, and the Life Stream Generator is perhaps one of the most amazing energy technologies that I have ever seen. I have personally used it. I have seen it used. And without any introduction, without any advertisement or written material or anything, we have set this equipment up, very small, very self-contained, hermetically sealed equipment. We've set it up at expo after expo and conference after conference, and we just twist the knob and watch people come up. And it is really absolutely amazing, the things that people come back and tell us the next day. For one thing, we know when we turn this thing on the first day, the line forms rather quickly, but the second day, the line is waiting for us when we arrive. That's how incredible this technology affects the human body. John, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I'm glad you set it up that way, because I'll talk about one of my first experiences when we brought the technology public, is that I went to more like a conscious expo, and we actually had the technology that we were going to present it to the public for the first time. And some of the vendors the night before saw the unique device that I brought, and I had a very large Lemurian crystal sitting on top of it. And they started to ask me what it was, and I'd go to explain it. Then I would do a demonstration, and the person after their experience ran off and told two or three of his vendor friends. They came over, and next thing we know, we had this huge line the night before the show, and the security had to throw us, tell us to get out of there because they were closing. But just the next day, we already had people coming because of the vendors' experiences, and this is very transformative to me, for me, because in the 3 days when I stood there doing these demonstrations, I did energy transfers on over 139 people. And so that was really something I didn't, expect. But there was, lines, and people wanting to know more about it. We passed out brochures, and it was just an amazing experience. So we realized that we really, you know, tapped into something pretty amazing in regards to energy and how it affects us. Now, I can immediately segue to the understanding of what when we generate radiant energy and how it works on almost the same level as neutrinos do, but it works under what I strongly call the unified field of energy. It works within the etheric level, and I'm sure you can attest, you know, the way that it's emitted is unlike any other technology device. It doesn't discharge. It doesn't use Tesla coil spark gap technology. We don't see it until we interact with it. And so it stays within the etheric realm. And so it actually permeates, you know, across, you know, within a certain realm. And we can actually interact with it. And what it literally does is it brings balance within the neurological aspect of what we are. I mean, usually within 5 minutes, we just watch people just go into this calm state, you know, and some people actually go into euphoria, but we immediately see, you know, them coming back into balance, and we do befores and afters where we see people where they are, you know, they're holding their stuff in their face. We carry a lot of character, and when you learn to read faces, you can see where people are holding their issues or their imbalances. But then, you know, some people walk away like they just got back from a 2-week vacation after 15 minutes in this energy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And one of the interesting things, the term that you're bringing up is balance. I can't tell you how many people I run into who are just in their social life, in their work life, in their own personal relationship with themselves. They're off balance. They're angry, or they're depressed, or they're excited, or they're anxious. And when they're out of balance, they just don't handle life very well. So when I look at kids and I look at the way they play and they're kind of carefree and they can be enemies one day and best friends the next day, gee, if we could do that on this earth, wow, what a difference that would make. You know, if we could just hold hands while we cross the street and share warm cookies and cold milk, you know, that would be the peaceful life on this earth. But we get out of balance and those people are in charge, and the next thing you know, we have conflict. So do you think it's because the voltage of our cells gets thrown out of whack by all the other energies that we're exposed to on this planet?
Yes, in so many ways, you know, when we look at just the that level of connection and the way that we are made, because we are connected to this incredible process. I mean, when we watch a child grow, and 30 years, you know, later they're an adult, you know, in their own lives, and you just remember them when they were a child or when you held them in their hands. So when we just look at life from that aspect, you know, when we see the you know, the level of our changes within ourselves. Now, when we talk about the cell voltage aspect, there's two things that happens within the human computer. You know, and of course, you know, I mean, it's not a coincidence. You know, man created computers, and they're very similar to the way we work. Now, the mind is the processor, and then the body or the cells is our hard drive, and it stores our experiences, our emotions, you know, our stress. And this is really interesting when we actually come into that level of connection. Now, we raise cell voltage back up to a healthy nominal state. If we take someone who's 45 years old, you know, and went about their normal accumulation and built up imbalances, right at the threshold of things starting to go out of cellular resonance or out of harmony, this is a time where the profound changes can really be seen. Now when we understand how cells constantly, when we have cellular turnover, and the cell, when it's about ready to turn over, mimics the cell exactly. It doesn't change a thing when a new cell comes back in. So when we understand that connection, now when we have certain subjects that are exposed, you know, in the live stream energy over a period of time, when we raise the cell voltage back up, when that cell decides to create, when it starts to go into turnover, it will mimic a healthier, stronger cell or that cell that has been raised. So what happens is over a period of time, with constant, with con- constant exposure, periodical exposure to the live stream fields, we have noticed drastic increases in cellular energy. Now, when we see that, clinically tested, and we have this in clinics all over the world, you know, and it has been for over 2.5 years when we implemented research studies. And, we have two facilities in Paris, France that do phenomenal level research. And they literally watch, you know, they test before and after. They will actually test someone's cell voltage. They have some very sophisticated technology. And they'll also check oxygen saturation, blood pressure, heart rate. And after 15 to 20 minutes exposure in the live stream field, their oxygenation goes up, their cell voltage goes up, they are breathing a lot less, and they're calmer. You know, so when we see all these, you know, and then continued studies over 30, 60, 90 days, you know, even up to a year, the cell voltage remains. You know, so
wow.
we like to call this a human battery charger. Now,
yeah.
when we understand the way the human body works, is that that's the reason why when a child falls down and hurts itself, it's healed in like 2 or 3 days. You know, and it's like nothing. We regenerate so quickly. Now, when we get into our 40s, we don't do that as easily. When we're in our 60s, we have a lot harder healing process. That is all based on the human battery. And I like to explain that in a scenario. Just imagine if you and I, Brooks, were in charge of this power station, and they gave us a power cell, you know, that ran all the facets of the station and different sectors. Now, we have one power cell that has to run this machine for 100 years, and we're sitting there in the control room, and we're sending energy down where it's needed, you know, because the we're getting signals on the board, and we're sending the signals. Now, all of a sudden, you know, the systems, we're not using a particular sector, or we're not using it as much. So naturally, to conserve energy, what would we do? We would actually, you know, trickle back the energy or shut that area down to conserve the power cell, to get more time out of it. You know, so when we look at the human body the same way, our brain and body communicates with us in the exact same way. When we are in a situation where we are active, you know, we have full systems running, and, you know, we're running efficiently and keeping everything operating, but we're also oxygenating, keeping our power cell as efficient as possible. When we sit in front of a computer, you know, the time when we get the first job to sit in front of the computer, our brain and body are communicating, realizing that we're not using everything, you know, all our systems as just like a runner would. So it starts cutting back on the energy. You know, and at the same time, when things start getting stagnant, you know, we start reaching and we start grabbing our shoulders because we're stiff. We're not getting up, walking around, you know, as much as we used to. Next thing we know, we're very stiff. And have lack of energy or lack of circulation in certain areas. So now,
well, what about when things go less than right? And let's just say they go wrong. We see individuals. I was watching a special on television the other day, and I'm not a big TV watcher. I just kind of had it on because I was seeing what the weather was. And as I was paging or passing through the channels, I went across a channel. I think it was Discovery Health, and they were doing something called deep brain stimulation. They'd done by accident. They were doing open brain surgery on someone, and they had an electrical probe in the person's brain. They were actually trying to receive signals, but the voltage on the probe caused the patient to all of a sudden have a flood of extremely detailed memories from a long time ago in his life. I mean, the smells, the colors, who he was with. And as they increased the voltage on the probe, more and more memories started to come alive for this person. I believe that what they discovered here was that magnetic fields introduced into the brain, electromagnetic fields, repaired brain cells. It actually stimulated brain cell growth and brain cell rehabilitation, and it had profound effects on two things that have really plagued our society. One is Alzheimer's, and the other is Parkinson's disease. has the live stream generator shown any kind of promise in at least temporarily relieving the symptoms of these two diseases?
Yes, we actually implemented a study about a year and a half ago to focus on the effects for Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Now, when we understand what they stumbled on, you know, with that probe, they were actually sending energy into the brain where energy was no longer getting to. And that's the reason why all of a sudden there's a recall. You know, so now when we understand that, you know, it's like literally taking a battery charger and tapping into that particular area, and that's what that probe does. And so that's the reason why this deep brain stimulation is very effective, because they're literally sending energy where energy was having a hard time getting to.
What happens to the recall of people in the live stream field for a period of time?
Well, that's when we have Parkinson's patients that come in that have full physical, you know, whether they have the involuntary traumas in their body, usually 15 to 30 minutes of exposure, they walk out with 90% less traumas in their body. And this is like usually from one experience. We were a little surprised when that happened. We had a lady came in, she was about 74 years old, and she was at one of our open house demonstrations, and she came in and her right hand shook in front of her like she was like shaking like a spray paint can, and very large movements in her body. And she had a very good sense of humor. She said her grandson said she can like power one of those shake lights, you know, if she put it, you know, shake flashlight, you know. So she would, you know, and so we used her as a demonstration. We didn't touch her. We just put her, you know, in front of the technology, and she sat there. And her, you know, after about 5 minutes, we noticed that her arm was like, you know, about 50% less. After about 8 minutes, it was like, you know, like literally just a quiver. And then within 10 minutes, her arm fell to her side and was still moving a little bit. Then within 15 minutes, she wasn't shaking at all. And she literally turned around. She goes, "I haven't stopped shaking in 2 years."
Wow.
Yeah, so for us, that was really big, you know, when we just saw this. And this is just from exposure, you know, to the live stream generator itself. We're not hooked up. There's no surgery involved. It's just, you know, exposure, because it works on the same level. When we understand, you know, the quantum understanding of energy and the etheric energy, the same thing as neutrinos, how it moves through every single cell. So when we have the ability to bring a unified field, you know, back into and permeate and literally have it pass through every cell, it raises the vibration, and through that, it grabs on and it literally recharges itself. It has the ability to take from this energy field. Now, we see this all the time. I mean, we've seen some people that, you know, have stagnations, and then they all, you know, after a period of exposure, they have a completely different quality of life. And this is the key. You know, of course, when we give energy back to where energy has been diminished, the human body has an incredible way of regenerating itself, like it always did. It starts to heal itself, just like the human body always did. It's just things are starting to work again. We're bringing cellular voltage back up and bringing back it up to nominal state, but we're also bringing cellular harmony back within the body. And this is key, is bringing everything, because when organs are tested, cells are tested, after a certain amount of years, a certain amount of imbalance, they are in a different frequency from a healthy cell, not just voltage. Frequency is the key behind this as well. So that's where all the other, inventors or doctors or researchers over the years were all about resonance, and they were very close to it, but the key to energy is so important.
Well, that's one of the things that I have seen at various expos. You always hear some kind of big, you know, static-sounding thing with a bunch of electricity crackling, and you always see a crowd around these things. They look kind of scary to me. But they always operate off AC. It kind of bothers me. I mean, I get voltage like that when I step up to the television, the old tube-type televisions, or you know, in the back of electrical equipment. I don't think that's very healthy for the human being. What is different about the energy that your technology puts off?
Well, the radiant energy can only be generated through DC, and DC is the natural state of energy. We, as human beings, produce what's called DC current, or DC voltage. We do not create alternating current. Nothing living creates alternating current. That's man-made. you know, again, Nikola Tesla himself created that for one level of distribution of electricity and being able to harness and the power devices, you know, for long periods of distance and efficiency. So it was brilliant in its discovery, but the human Earth connection, if we notice in the last 100 years of its implementation, how the human body has been paying a bigger toll, you know, since it. You know, I don't like to, you know, get into details, you know, but when we talk about that harmony, and I do like, you know, harmonic tests, and I like, you know, take a frequency generator, and I generate 60 hertz or 60 cycles tone, and I hand it to people, and I say, you know, given the choice, would you listen to that all day? And 9 out of 10 people go, no. You know, I go, why not? They go, because I don't like the sound of it. It's very, you know, imbalancing. I said, oh, really? I said, okay. And then after I do that test, they said, well, you've been listening to that your entire life. That's the frequency that's generated in alternating current in the northern hemisphere. You know,
right.
other countries use 50 hertz. You know, it's a lower frequency. It's actually a little bit more gentle. But when we understand the human base harmonics, the earth pulse, you know, to all the base harmonics of what's used in, you know, in any of these therapy devices or the ancient understandings, 50 and 60 hertz are not used at all. They're actually, they throw us out of harmony. And it wasn't understood back then, you know, because they used 60 hertz probably just from the time reference, 60 seconds, 60 minutes. It was, you know, an easy way of measuring and to keeping, you know, accuracy. You know, so, but then again, you know, 20 years later, there was the cause and effects that were, you know, noticeable.
Well, one of the things that's interesting about this human-Earth connection is that the Earth has a tremendous amount of energy that it radiates. It has the magnetosphere. There's an electrojet above our heads that moves billions of gallons of water around our whole planet up in the atmosphere. There's an ionosphere, which is highly charged. It absorbs cosmic radiation and turns it into harmless rays, or creates an ozone layer that protects us from UV. It's one of the reasons why this planet is alive in the middle of space, because it is a natural DC generator, or a very, very low frequency generator, like somewhere around 7 or 8 hertz is the natural resonance of the Earth. So when we're detached from that, or when we artificially bathe ourselves in another frequency, we may be bringing this imbalance upon ourselves. And this may be why, at least in our high population centers, where we're generating, you know, hundreds of megawatts of energy, and we're radiating it from power lines and street lights and all kinds of electrical equipment, it may be why we're having these problems. But the interesting thing that I see in the live stream generator, and these people don't have any preconceptions. They know nothing about the technology. And there are tables and tables and tables of all kinds of new energy ideas laying around these expos and conventions that we go to. But it never fails. By the third day, there's only one line, and that's in front of the live stream generator. And it's not because it's a very slick marketing. It's sort of like, you know, popping popcorn in an airport. You're going to draw people with the smell. Well, the live stream generator, I found, just by turning it on, something, I'm not going to say subliminal, but something energetic seems to draw humans to it. They gravitate to it just like a horse would go to a clean stream in the middle of a desert.
Right. Well, one of the things that we've realized is the body and mind knows what's good for it. And when we understand the connection, just like when we go on vacation, we go to that tropical island, we go to the desert, or we go to the mountains, and after about 2 to 3 days, you notice how we disconnect, you know, we're off the grid, and all of a sudden we're more connected to the earth, and we start to relax, and we're really in the moment there.
Sure.
And if we're there for a week or two, and then we go back, and usually with about 80% of the people, I ask them this. I said, when you go back, you get back into the office where you're working again, within that first day of going back to work, what do you want to do? They go, quit. I said, right,
yeah.
Or go back to the island, right?
You know, exactly.
I said, that's your body telling you what's better for you. But we choose, you know, I know this is harsh for a lot of people to realize, but we choose not to act on it. Our bodies and mind are constantly telling us what's good and what's bad for it, but when we get to the point of getting used to hearing the brain complain or the body complain, we tone it out, and then what it becomes a chronic issue because it compiles 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And this is where we get into true imbalance. Now, when we understand our connection, again, like I said, when we go and we walk on the beach, we put our feet in the water. When we go to the mountains, I mean, we just feel wonderful up there. And of course, when we were, in these temples in Egypt, I mean, it was just an amazing connection to source and to the earth because of the energy out there. There's no grids out there. We're in a totally different, state of mind. Everything seems clearer and more precise. I mean, we're like kids, out there. And then we get back here and we're slammed for like 3 or 4 days, just trying to get reintegrated. So it's when we understand these connections. But the key thing behind Lifestream is that it allows us a higher quality of life. And that's the key behind it, because, again, when we talk about, what we have built in our society, what mankind has created, we have always figured out a way to increase our survival, to figure out a way, that's one of the things I highly, promote Lifestream as. It's a tool, it's a balancing tool to give us a better quality of life. Because when we expose ourselves to it, it doesn't allow the imbalances to compile. It literally reduces the compiling it and raises cell voltage in a positive, healthy environment. Imbalances are close to impossible to be achieved. So when we keep ourselves optimized, we're just going to live a higher quality of life.
How could people get their hands on a Lifestream generator or see one in action for themselves?
Well, they can visit our website at zeropointresearch.com, that's zeropointresearch.com. And at this point in time, we do have centers that are popping up, and we're really pushing this year to get them all over the world. I'm actually working to, be able to work on a rental, option, for the technology, and also, we're working, and how we're working to go into mass production of this technology. And so at this point in time, we do have a limited availability of these technologies. We cannot go into mass production because of the rarity of the components. And I know you and I have talked about that before, is that, the Lifestream does not use conventional technology. It uses technology that's over 80 to 100 years in our understanding. And when I show the principles of operation to most engineers, they go, well, that's not going to work. It's going to blow up. And we have to, retrain them in their educational thinking, because it does take a completely different approach to us understanding energy and what we call the tri-field phenomenon. When we take chaos, it's almost the same thing that's happening on the planet, happening in the brain. When we bring chaos and then we hermetically seal it, from that becomes unification. And it's an amazing thing to be a part of.
Well, I don't think we're going to have any trouble mass producing it. I think just because certain components are proprietary, and by the way, I should let you know, those of you around the world, whether you're in Australia, we have a lot of listeners in Australia and a lot of people in Wales. We're the number one radio program in Wales, which just surprises me, but it couldn't be because I'm Scottish, because I don't really use the Scottish accent on the air. But I can tell you that these people know truth when they hear it. And there is a way for them to get their hands on the technology. And they may, at first have to come to Santa Monica, come to the facility there in Santa Monica and look at the technology, because it's getting out there. Or you can go to the website and see where John's going to be this year, and try to get a hold of the technology that way. Now, you have several models. I know you have like a model 100, and that is sort of like for home use, for personal use. It's for 15 minutes at a time of just energy experience exposure. And then you've got some workhorses out there that can be used in a clinical or a spa kind of setting, Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we have the two models that we sell directly to the public, and that's the Model 100 and the Model 200. The Model 100 puts out 500,000 volts of radiant energy. Now, a lot of people, when they hear volts, we do have to, again, because this is such a new understanding of energy, we have to use conventional terms. So when we use voltage, you know, a lot of people think 500,000 volts is kind of crazy to be anywhere around. But, you know, when you understand radiant energy, how, you know, you don't even know the device is on unless you interact with it or literally touch someone that's within the field. And that's where it's really interesting when, you know, people get an incredible level of awareness to a new type of energy. So the Model 100 and 200, those are readily available to the public. The 300 is a more of our clinical device. Those are the ones that we use in the clinical type aspects or the spa type, and that puts out 2.5 million volts of radiant energy. And then we have a Model 400 that works from one person to 100 people, and it's really great for gatherings, conscious gatherings, meditations, you know, parties, energy parties. I mean, we just have some amazing gatherings around this level energy. And then if you go to my website, you'll notice that the 400 is very unique from the three technologies prior, because the first three technologies use what's called a 90-degree dispersal of energy, where the 400 uses 360 degrees. So that is a field that constantly grows. So it's really a unique experience. So one of the things that we haven't talked about is that the level, another discovery that we created from this, or the new process, which is what we call the hands-on energy transference. And that's when we actually use ourselves as a tool and working through the technology to our subjects, have the ability to transfer the energy through our touch. And in those experiences, it really mystifies a lot of people, is that we're not connected to anything. This is an energistic field, and we put our hand over the technology, and we have this ability with our other hand to transfer it to our subjects. And I think you've been, privileged to experience that, Brooks, a few times. And
one of the things that I find unique about it, it's one thing to stand in the area of the field, and you can kind of feel when you're in it. It's kind of a bathing energy field that you feel. It's another to put your hand actually physically on the technology and feel it kind of directly going into you and bathing the cells of your body with this energy. It's quite another to stand at the end of someone else's hand who is touching the technology and actually let the energy go through their DNA, through their biology and their consciousness, and then feed into you. Now, that is quite a different experience. And I have seen nothing short of miraculous results because of that. And I'm talking psoriasis going away, tennis elbow, arthritis, eyesight improvement, unbelievable. It's almost as though it's much more than a balancing energy. It's more of a refurbishing energy, like a joining of two biologies for one healing motion. It's really incredible to watch.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing to give at the same time, and when we get to watch these transformations in people. You know, I've worked on hundreds of people, and it's just, I'm just so grateful every time I do this work with people. And it, you know, as you know, we've actually, we teach a certification course in the Lifestream hands-on transference procedures. And that is an amazing process. We're actually starting one in 2 weeks here in Santa Monica, and it's already full, and they always are. I don't even have to advertise. It's kind of amazing how this just takes its own. You know, last year we had 8 people certified. Now we have 54. So it's just really growing, and we really want to, you know, get these people out across the world, you know, and with this procedure. So it's amazing watching. It's an 8-week course, and we all meet once a week, but everyone takes home a Lifestream 100, and they all agree to use it a minimum of 15 minutes a day. Now, what this does, this brings us into cellular resonance and harmony within ourselves and within the energy field that allows us to effortlessly transfer the energy through ourselves as a calibrated tool to our subjects. And it's kind of an amazing watching that transformation in the people in 8 weeks. You know, and it's just
now. Are you considering? I know you have these courses; they're 8 weeks long. Everyone gets a 100 series live stream in the course, and they can always upgrade to another piece of equipment if they want to go into direct work with others later on. But are you only doing this training course in Santa Monica? Everybody's got to come to Santa Monica, or are there plans this year of perhaps having training seminars or centers at least a couple times in other cities around the country?
Yeah, we're actually going to be, we're working on taking it to the next level as we speak. Actually, on this workshop, we're going to be videotaping it, putting it on DVD so you can actually do the home study certification. So you get the live stream, you get a DVD, you follow each week procedure that will be on the DVD, and then we'll have a three-day intensive where everyone will come to Santa Monica to get certified. So this will allow people to come from everywhere, because we do have people in Australia, you know, with the technology, and all, you know, in Spain and France that want to understand the higher levels. So this allows us to get them certified, and then they just come out here for 3 days and walk away with their certifications and their techniquing abilities.
Now, what can someone do with this certification? I mean, they come away and say, okay, I'm now certified to work with the live stream technology with others. What can they do then?
Well, it allows you to, really understand this level of technology, present it, you know, at local wellness centers. You know, the nice thing about it is that we are implementing FDA studies, you know, with this technology as well, because of the neurological benefits, you know, that it does provide. And again, it's very difficult not to see them almost immediately. We have about four doctors that are coming on our board, you know, when we go public, you know, so there's going to be an amazing, for me, this is creating a new level of work that is pretty much unlike anything else at this point in time. I mean, it literally takes subtle energy and quantifies it, you know, and now it's like everybody from the healing aspects to and the crossover between medicine is having the ability to see, you know, what the human interaction with energy fields can do within self and then with others. So we did presentations at a couple hospitals, you know, with the neurological departments, you know, and we showed the benefits, and it was just an amazing response. So we're very excited on where it's going. And again, like I said, we're very careful to make our slow steps of introduction, you know,
yes,
of this level of technology. We're not here trying to, you know, we want to work with and implement in, you know, where it's going to do the most good. You know, and so that we're real excited about, you know,
sure,
the way that we use our insight to take the steps, the appropriate steps
now,
to see this.
You say that the training course that's coming up in a couple of weeks or next month is sold out. How often do you have these each year, and how do people get their names on the waiting list for the next training course?
Yeah, well, they can contact us over at Zero Point Research, and they can just send us an email saying that they're interested in doing the workshop. And, you know, we do have people come from, you know, like the Bay Area and San Diego, and they just fly, they were flying down literally every week for this, and it was amazing. And we had such a big response. We used the larger facilities in Long Beach where we had 23 people, you know, in the workshop. We don't do them very big because we like to keep them intimate, you know, and, you know, keep everyone as, you know, as a group, you know, because then we all work with each other.
Sure.
You know, so, yeah, but, you know, once we get, you know, you need about a year, you know, behind it to train, because then I have a few people that are getting close to emerge, and then we can go to the East Coast, and we can do a workshop, and we can do, you know, go, you know, to Florida or wherever it's needed, because I can send other people as well as myself traveling.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, so yeah, we're really excited on where it's going. You know, it's just and you know what people are getting from it, and the level, like I said, this level of certification when you go to an expo and you just, like you did, you just, you know, turn it on and watch what gathers. It's an amazing experience.
It is. It is really amazing, and we just kind of live through the experience. We're not manipulating it. We're not making it happen. We're not putting up any banners or any signs. We just, it's a very unassuming piece of technology. It doesn't come in a bright colored box. It doesn't have any huge blinking lights on it. It doesn't put off any odor. But for some reason, when you give that timer a twist, it's just really phenomenal. You get a party of people that show up at your table, and they want to know what's going on. They want to know why they feel so good all of a sudden. I think you have some people that work with the technology in their normal business. They just have it as an atmospheric enhancement. And I think there was a certain hairdresser that you had that had the technology in their shop, and somebody famous in Hollywood, because this is no ordinary hairdresser, sitting back in the chair, relaxing, everything's fine, and then all of a sudden she just says, "Did something just happen? Because I really feel good. What's going on in this room?" That's a pretty amazing story. I may have told it all. Is there anything more that I've left out?
Yeah, she just said, all of a sudden the room got filled with love, and she just felt so good. So that was just an honor to hear that. And, we get some wonderful stories. I think you've seen a few people, really respond in a level of excitement and tell you how they feel, and also start connecting the dots of certain things. So that, that's kind of amazing. And, we do have, a few people that I call that are on the journey, that take the 8 weeks, they have a live stream and they agree to use it every day, we have some very high level spiritual people, very famous people working with it on a daily basis, talking about how, it really connects them within their meditation. And so it's really, like I said, we're just really excited because, we're about ready to launch a newer level technology that works with 1,000 people, in large facilities. So, yeah, that one's going to, I'm real excited to bring that forward.
That's enough to bring about world peace if we could ship those to a...
That's the key. I mean, when we're talking about world peace, and, my vision is unification. And unification comes from bringing people into balance. And I really feel everyone on this planet deserves to really understand what balance means in the mind. Because we don't realize, because we have embedded so many beliefs, so many imbalances in our receptors, in our neurological pathways, where we don't understand it until we are truly exposed to it again. There, we can take a balanced perspective on what we are doing, what we are living, what we're involved in our lives. And it gives us a second chance to see things with new eyes.
What would it be like to bring some of the troubled areas of our planet back into balance? What would we realize as a race?
Well, I think we're going to realize this because this is a world vision that is, I feel, again, like I said, this is a gift that is deep inside me that I really feel that, I am already seeing the outcome. I mean, when we start with just a small amount of people and we understand how, you've seen it yourself, how one person will spread the word and then bring back three, and then that person will bring back two or three, and then next thing you know, you're spreading this consciousness, or a deeper connection to what we are really connected to. And everyone is entitled to that. Everyone.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I just the future looks very bright for Zero Point Research, and we certainly are pleased to have John on our program tonight. Such engineering reaching its point of use, shall I say? We see engineering misapplied in our planet plenty of times. Sometimes we go and we see ancient civilizations and we see blatant overuse of technology for the most frivolous reasons. But occasionally we see a match of intelligence and aptitude, of skill sets and equipment exactly where it needs to be. I think this is one of those cases. And I can tell you it's my pleasure to know about Zero Point Research. And at least as far as this program is concerned and this engineer, we intend to help John and his company as much as we can. And we appreciate you all listening. We know many people didn't call in tonight, maybe because a little bit too much Super Bowl frivolity. But tomorrow, when you're at work and you're turning that workstation on to do your daily duties, and you tune in to X Squared Radio to listen to this archive, and many people do, and throughout the week we probably stream about 3 gigabytes a day of this program. We want you to pay attention to this one, and if it resonates with you, go ahead and go to zeropointresearch.com. Check it out. See if having this kind of energy source in your office or your home, or even if it resonates with you to become a worker in this technology, check it out and see if it works for you. John, as always, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, and hope that we're able to get together in the next couple of weeks and see if we can take this to another level.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. It was an honor to be on.
My pleasure. And we'll say goodnight to you then. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.